The state Supreme Judicial Court heard oral arguments today in a rare case that could determine whether Maine's ranked choice voting system will be used in the June primary. The expedited hearing was in response to a request by Maine Senate Republicans that the court halt state implementation of the new system. But during a 35-minute hearing, nearly all seven justices appeared skeptical of the Republicans' arguments, and some wondered why the court was asked to solve a problem that the legislature wouldn't or couldn't. Steve Missler has more.
The Senate Republicans' attorney, Tim Woodcock, made it through about a minute of his arguments before Chief Justice Lee Sofley had a question.
So let me press you on that very issue, Mr. Sir. Woodcock.
It was the first of many questions for Woodcock. He was pressed repeatedly by the justices as he attempted to argue a central point, that state election officials were taking steps to set up a ranked choice voting system without authorization from the legislature. Woodcock attempted to argue that doing so is a breach of the separation of powers, because lawmakers had never specifically allocated money to the Secretary of State for that purpose. But Justice Donald Alexander was skeptical.
The funds were appropriated to supervise elections, which is the Secretary of State's statutory and constitutional authority.
Woodcock said this election is different. He cited problems with election officials' plans to collect ballots when a ranked choice contest moves into its runoff tabulation phase. But Justice Andrew Mead wondered why the court was being asked to intervene at all.
Couldn't reasonable minds have gotten together and said, well, this is an obstacle, this is the solution. Why are we here today?
You're describing the legislative process.
That's a sad commentary then, isn't it?
Justice Ellen Gorman made a similar point and wondered why the entire legislature wasn't as concerned as the Senate Republicans.
Mr. Woodcock, the legislature is still in session, is it not?
I understand.
And so the legislature, if it were truly worried about this, could take some action between now and the day of its closing bell, rather than bringing an action in the third branch of government to bring things to a standstill, correct?
There is no consensus in the legislature.
Woodcock then posed an ominous warning if the Secretary of State is allowed to move forward. Again, he was challenged by Gorman.
What is going to happen on Election Day is that private couriers...
Is that there will be an actual controversy for which we could issue a determination.
And it will be an election catastrophe.
The judges had fewer questions for Phyllis Gardner, an assistant attorney general representing the Secretary of State. She was asked to refute Woodcock's argument that the legislature didn't allocate money specifically for ranked choice.
This is not a new program. This is elections. As Justice Alexander noted earlier, the Secretary of State administers elections. We're simply administering them by a slightly different method this time.
Attorney James Monteleone, representing ranked choice voting advocates, said the Secretary of State has full authority to conduct a ranked choice election.
It has never been the practice for the legislature to essentially micromanage the minutia of which elections are funded and which ones aren't.
The court recessed without making a decision, but it will likely deliver one soon, as there are only 90 days left before the June 12th primary. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Steve Missler.